Hey, this is Brian Tarquin on WFIT 89.5 FM, bringing you the Guitar Track Show, the best guitar music interviews on the Florida Space Coast. My special guest today is that guitar legend we all know and love, Larry Carlton. Now let's check him out on that classic song from 1978, Room 335.
Thank you.
First up, we got Grammy-winning guitarist Larry Carlton. He's reflecting upon his illustrious career spanning over four decades. I asked Larry to discuss his days with the Jazz Crusaders and how it influenced him.
I was in my formative years, obviously. 71, I was 23 years old. And I still today approach my music similarly to the way the Crusaders approached theirs. You go in with a great little hook. You've got an idea about the production line. Maybe you have a bass line for letter A, maybe you don't. You find it in the studio if it didn't come to you in the pre-production, and you go for the performance. Very seldom, I mean, very, very seldom will I overdub anything at home. You wait till the magic happens, at least from your perspective. Yeah, hardly ever do an overdub. And performing live with the Crusaders back in those days, Joe Sample would like to break the band down. After the hit had happened and somebody else's solo had happened, Joe would bring this way down dynamic so he could start a thing. And I do that almost in every song. That's where the freedom comes. And then the moments of coolness can happen.
One of my favorite Larry Carlton records in recent years was Firewire, released in 2005. His sound is aggressive, but still maintains that Larry Carlton guitar tone signature. Chubba Petcott's produced the record, so I had to ask Larry about the recording.
But now when I recorded Firewire, that was 04, I think, and Chubba produced it, he spent a lot of time. He had a sound in mind for my guitar for the tunes. And we went into Capitol and into cello at two different times. It was interesting. Drums, bass, guitar were set up in the big room. But the amp was in a smaller room, but he left the door to the smaller room cracked. So there would be a very subtle amount of leakage into the drum mics. I mean, Chubba really had a vision on how he wanted to present me. Mics and compression. I even let him set my dumbbell. And I'd just play, and he'd start twisting knobs and listen and go back in. And he designed my sound for that album. We did it live at the old Yamaha studio there in Glendale. The name changed, but Chubba loves the room for tracking.
For all you guitarists out there, you must remember Larry was a faithful Mesa Boogie amp user. That Mesa Boogie sound was on all his early day recordings, such as his self-titled debut album and Strikes Twice. So I had to ask him what prompted his change to double amps.
I've been playing double almost 25 years. I stopped using the Boogies in maybe 83, 84. I could be off by a couple of years. Because I had two, the original two I had purchased. And over the years, the capacitors had dried up and they had fallen and had to be rebuilt. And they never sounded quite the same as that happened. And Randy was wonderful to me, man. He went through all the specs of my amp and then built me a second one trying to duplicate. And they never quite sounded as good as they had originally. And when I discovered the Dumble, my tone went way up, the quality of the sound.
Lastly, we discuss Mr. 335 signature axe, made for him by Gibson Guitars, and how they designed it after his own 1969 335.
How flattering is that for us to do that a few years back? And I know they're back ordered. My 69 is subtly different in many ways. The feel of my neck and the one-piece neck, I just got lucky in 69 when I picked my 335 at a music store out of the three or four they had on the wall. I picked the one that I thought sounded the best, and sure enough, that sucker is warm but not dark. Sings like an angel, but it's not bright. Just always strive to recreate that warmth.
It was a joy to sit down with such a guitar legend and one of my heroes, to hear him tell stories of his career and share his guitar insight. Here's a track off the 2005 release, Firewire, called Dirty Donna's House Party. We'll be right back.
Boom.